Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is August the 2nd, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Isaiah, chapters 52 to 54. Even our feet are beautiful when we share the gospel. We read in Isaiah chapter 52 verse 7 like this. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. These verses announce the release of Israel from Babylon captivity. While Israel was in captivity, God's earthly sovereignty was not recognized. But when the Jews returned to rebuild their city, his earthly rule was re-established. However, the day is coming when his rule will be re-established for all eternity. The deliverance of Jerusalem or Zion is a picture of the eventual redemption of the world by Jesus Christ. The watchmen announce the coming of messengers with the good news that the Lord has bared his holy arm and delivered Jerusalem. As a result, the Jews are commanded to leave their bondage, and the commands follow a progression. Listen, awake, and depart. Messengers run from the scene of battle across the hills to Zion with the good news that God reigns. The theme of God's deliverance for his people now reaches its greatest expression in Jesus Christ, who will suffer for the sins of his people and by extension that of the whole world. The prophet foresees the millennium when Jerusalem will once again be the holy city, and the uncircumcised and the unrighteous will no longer enter her gates. The vision is of the feet of the one who runs from the scene of battle across mountains to the city waiting for news. The glorious message of this runner is salvation, meaning victorious deliverance. This is called the gospel or good news or glad tidings. Prophet Isaiah is symbolically speaking about the evangelist will announce the salvation message through the gospel of Jesus Christ. To bring good tidings means to preach or carry good news. It certainly anticipates the gospel of the New Testament that results in peace and salvation for one and all. Apostle Paul quotes this verse in Romans 10:15 with direct reference to preaching the gospel that we read like this. And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. The good news of God's message is that of peace and salvation, the basis of the name Jesus. The good news of peace and salvation prophesied by Isaiah was effectively delivered by Jesus Christ. The gospel is good news for sinners who stand under the judgment of God. Through Jesus Christ, every sinner can have forgiveness of sins and peace with God. And this salvation is a free gift of God's grace. It is time for us to speak up and tell the world what God has done for his people. As Apostle Paul lists the heavenly armor to be put by us, can we put on our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace today? If we are willing and serious about sharing this wonderful gospel, God finds even our feet to be beautiful in his sight.